quadruple-crested, golden, double-ridged her helmet was, and chased with men-at-arms put by 100 cities in the field. She stepped aboard the glowing car of Hera, and took the great haft of her spear in hand, that heavy spear this child of power can use to break in wrath long battle lines of fighters. Then at the crack of Hera's whip, over the horses' backs, the gates of heaven swung wide of themselves on rumbling hinges, gates the hours keep, for they have charge of entry to wide heaven and Olympus, by opening or closing massive cloud. Passing through these and goading on their team, the goddesses encountered Cronus's son, who sat apart from all the gods on the summit of Olympus. Reining in, Hera, with arms as white as ivory, addressed the All-Highest. "Father Zeus, are you not thoroughly sick of Ares? All those brutal acts of his? How great, how brave the body of Achaeans he destroyed so wantonly! He has made me grieve, while Cyprus and Apollo take their pleasure, egging on that dunce who knows no decency. Father, you cannot, can you, be annoyed if I chastise and chase him from the field?" Then Zeus, who gathers cloud, replied, "Go after him. Athena, hope of soldiers, is the one to match with him. She has a wondrous way of bringing him to grief." At this permission, Hera cracked her whip again. Her team went racing between starry heaven and earth, as much dim distance as a man perceives from a high lookout over wine-dark sea. These horses, neighing in the upper air, can take at a bound. Upon the Trojan plain, where the two rivers run, Scamander flowing to confluence with Simois, Hera halted to let her horses graze. Around them both she reined an emanation of dense cloud, while for their pasturing Simois made ambrosial grass grow soft. The goddesses, gliding in a straight line like quivering doves, approached the battle to defend the Argives, but once arrived where their best spearmen fought at the flank of Diomedes, giving ground like lions or boars, like carnivores at bay, no feeble victims, Hera took her stand with a loud cry. She had the look of Stentor, whose brazen lungs could give a battle shout as loud as 50 soldiers, trumpeting, "Shame, shame, Argives, cowards, good on parade. While Prince Achilles roamed the field, the Trojans never would show their faces in a sortie, respecting his great spear too much. But now they fight far from the city, near the ships."